and then to Uddha. And Uddha is glorifying gopis. And then one picket of became of that, Krishna became faint. So in brief he will tell everything. And then I'll give the purport of that. This is very deep thing, especially in Western countries. They think the relations of Brajavasi and Krishna, especially keeping gopis with Krishna, in very bad mood. They think that as they are so wretched and nonsense, doing so many things, and always they are involved in all these silly things. So Krishna was like that. But they don't know that in the age of only 4 or 5 days, he killed a very big demon like Putana. His body was as long as more than six miles here and there. And she has a very big power, more than 10,000 of elephants. She took poison at that time, but he was not dead. He took poison in Kali Harada in Vrindavan. At that time whole water was like doing like this. What khol raha tha. Was like boiling. And Krishna jumped in this. And he defeated that demon. Krishna took big fire in his mouth. He took easily for 7 days a hill like Govardhan on this finger for 7 days, not resting and anything. He showed in his mouth whole universe. He killed Jarasandha, Raman, Jarasandha, Kamsa, Kaliyaman, and so many demons with lakhs and lakhs soldiers and generals. He was only in Vrindavan for 8 of about 10. After that he came to Mathura. He met gopis in the age of 7, 6, 5. Like friends. At that time anyone can meet with any lady. So in the age of 5 and 7, in India, even in the age of 10, I also did, was naked up to 7 years, moving here and there with girls, little, playing toys and all these things. So they are up till that age very pure. In the age of 7, he was dancing and singing with gopis. Lakhs and lakhs, so beautiful. But he told them to go to your return to your homes. And he left them in a moment all and disappeared. Any lusty person cannot do. He will be like a donkey. Even bitten by the donkeys, lady donkeys, and they will try to follow, shameless. But Krishna and gopis were not like this. They were transcendental. Any man cannot do all these activities, what I told. Krishna fought with Kansa, and in a minute he has 16,000 elephants' power. And quickly, in a moment, he dragged Kansa without any weapon, nothing, and jumped over him, and he was killed. And he began to drag Kansa. No use of weapon, nothing, no bomb or no sword, not even anything, club or anything. He defeated Kaljaman with lakhs and lakhs soldiers. In a moment, he was in the battle of Mahabharata. Bhisham Pitamah, Karna, Dronacharya, all attacking together to Krishna and Arjuna. Krishna, no weapon, nothing. All the arrows used to come in his body. But no, nothing, nothing. They should know that even Brahma, even Brahmachari like Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and Narad, all like Brahmachari Naishthi. And Naishthik Brahmachari like Uddhav, even Shankar, being a Vishnu, that they are praying to have a dust of gopis. Why? If they were lusty and Krishna was lusty, why they want? Iswara Parama Krishna in Ved, it has been written. So we see Krishna also in our mirror. It is okay? In our mirror means? Like we think that Krishna and gopis are like that. If the devotees of Krishna, like Narad, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, who left everything, they have not a little smell of lust or anything. And their worshipable deity like gopis and Krishna, how they can have a smell of this lust? In Gita, Krishna has told that mattah parataram nanyat kinchi dasti dhananjaya. There is none equal to me. All are my, some are many, my bodily expansion, my manifestation, Brahma, Shankar, all are my servants. Yogi cannot take the Krishna feet in their heart, but the worldly, lusty persons, wicked persons, knowing nothing, had not done any austerities or chanting and remembering, they want to know Krishna and gopis. So, they should know all these things. The reporter wanted to know about all these things. So I was not coming in class. I was in a mood to satisfy him so much. But anyhow, they want to come to India, and there I can satisfy. Perhaps the owner of that may be any monism, personalist, impersonalist of Arya Samaj. You know Arya Samaj? I have met with so many Arya Samaj and defeated lakh times them. So big, big Panditwala with very servants. Don't know that Krishna was a man. They don't believe in Bhagavat. They believe in only some portion of Gita, not whole. They tell that only 18 shlokas are true and all others are. They have been mixed. They can worship blade. No? They can worship shoes, you know? But they cannot worship Krishna and God. Never they can do, because they are so unlucky, unfortunate. Once there was a big council, and Vaishnava in one party and Arya Samaji were another party, against party. There were so many with turbans, very Shastri, Chaturvedi, Drivedi and all others. And Vaishnava was very simple, more simple than me. And he was not looking like a learned person. They came to argue something that Krishna was not God and he was characterless person and all other things. And they don't believe in Vigraha Murti. Deity worship. Then he told that you don't agree that Krishna or God has no shape. You want to establish it. So yes, Krishna has shape, that is why he is not God. Ram has shape, he is not God. But real God, wholesale God, is shapeless, colorless, tasteless, and without any quality. Oh, there was a gathering of 2 lakh persons to hear their arguments. The Vaishnav simply told, you don't believe in body of God? No, we don't. He told that I have a picture of Dayananda Saraswati here in my hand. No? Understand? Can you give shoe to this photo? Understand? Can you give some shoes on this photo? Dayananda. Yes, we can do. Because he is not there. Dayananda photo was there. He has kept this Vaishnava and took off his from pocket. You know what is this? This is picture of Dayananda. Can you give shoe on this picture? Yes, why not? We can do. And he kept the photo and shows all. Oh, see, we honor this photo, we cannot give soup like this on this. If they don't agree that and they don't worship figure, then they should bite with soul beating. And he kept. If you are not honoring this photo, then you can do like this. Then he took his shoes and gave 5 chappals on that. And at once whole assembly took their shoes and began to bite that person. And he became senseless. He is our guru and you are doing nonsense. And then he began to weep and he became fainted and injured so much. And he took his, that I will never do like this. And he went from there defeated like this. Without self there is nothing, only zero. Zero is also self. If Atma and Krishna has no self, then why he is in here? How he is here? But that self is transcendental. By these earthly eyes we cannot see him. In Veda there are so many praman?
Evidence.
Proof for this. From Vedas we can prove that Krishna, Ram, Vishnu are himself God, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna was Swayam Brahma. It has written in Vedas. Shyamat sabalam prapadde. Shyam, who is Shyam? Vasudevo archayat. Who is Vasudev? Gokula, Bhuri, Vrindavan gao, where go cows. This Shyam person grazing cows here and there. The cows have so big, big horns. In so many Upanishads, Krishna Vaisachidananda Ghana. In Veda it has been written. So there are lakhs and lakhs examples of this. So we should know all these truths. If we are not knowing, how we can preach? If anyone question anything, and then you will be defeated and coming back. There should be some strongness by Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, by practice of Bhakti Yoga. Also knowing some Shastra Praman, Ved, Upanishad, that we can answer their all questions. And if we will question anything, they will do like that. They cannot answer. We should be preacher like this. Like Swamiji. How he was a good preacher. Anyone coming to him with any kinds of argument, he was so much strong for all these things. Then you can do preaching. You have no realization of chanting and remembering of Bhakti Yoga. No realization of Bhakti. No knowing, not reading. How we can preach? Shastri Yukti Sunipun, Dridha Sabdhajar. No? Shastri Yukti Sunipun and Dridha Sabdhajar. He is quite. Shastri Yukti Sunipun.
Very expert in the arguments of Shastra.
And Dridha Sabdhaman, very strong faith. These kinds of person can jagat ka uddhar kar sakte hain.
Can deliver the world.
They can preach. Or whole acharyas were like this, very strong. So we should try to be. Otherwise, knowing nothing, only expert in making money, cheating others. From very beginning, we are being expert in making money and cheating others. Telling so much lie and taking some money. We will do this plan, that plan, that plan. And cheating others. This preaching will not be sthai.
Steady.
Steady. It will not be. In a moment, it means as coming, going also. So Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sanatan, and all our churches has preached like this. Permanent preaching. If world is going here and there, their preaching true will be forever. It can be covered for some days, but again it will come. So we should try to realize all these things. Preaching not so easy to take the all hearts is not so easy as we think that, oh, where you have gone? I have gone to preach. What preach? Oh, preach. Distribution, book distribution. What you did for collecting that money, half is in my pocket and half I have given. Half is record there, half has been record, half is not record. Like this. So this, all the preachers will go down, they will fall down. So we should try to know all these things and then preaching. Janma sarthaka kari kara para upakar means?
Make your life successful and then do welfare for others.
Who has told?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now you should speak your class.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said it from Bharata Bhumi Te. How could you understand that? He said Bharata Bhumi Te.
Janma Haila Jar. Janma Sarthaka Kari Karapa. At first you should practice and then realize something and then be guru and then preach.
But why Bharata Bhumi Te?
Because Bharata Bhumi, there are so many facilities. So many facilities. You will show Vrindavan full of sense. Even now, Ajodhya, Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From beginning, they are in Varnashram Dharma, not changing wife, not changing husband. And bona fide, learning all shastra, or like Akinchan, all. Even today, you can have like this. No shoes, no chappal, no umbrella, nothing. Only one. This. They were king at some time. They left everything. You can see hundred and thousand of Indians like still today you can see. You cannot aap use pahchan nahi sakte.
You cannot identify them or recognize them.
You cannot. So Bharat Bhumi Te. There is Ganga, Yamuna, so sacred. Even everywhere sent. In Himalayas, especially in Vrindavan. So
So Gurudev, I ask you to excuse me that I have only read up to just before the point of whatever praising the gopis, so I'll have to leave that part for you to explain. Perhaps I can explain
all the things I will explain very well in Vrindavan. The past tense of Vrinda, I will explain it in Vrindavan. So you should glorify up to what you have read, you should.
So, I wanted to say one concluding thing about the Pandavas, and particularly Yudhisthira Maharaj. Gurudev was explaining how they are, although they are householders, they are all Akinchana or Niskinchana, and how Hanuman gave a warning to Narad Muni before he would go to visit the Pandavas that you should not be proud, thinking that all your nice dromedary or your renunciate, and that they are only householders, they're entangled in material affairs. You should not make this mistake. This would be a very great mistake. They are exclusively surrendered to Krishna. So, in analyzing why they are exclusively surrendered to Krishna, what is their inner mood? Srila Sanatana Goswami has given this sloka. Krishna Prem Nandayan Antaha Karanasihi Kshut Agni Vikarasiva Vasaha Sarak Chandan Adayaha. So he says that because Yudhisthira and the other Pandavas, they are burning in the intense fire of Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem Dandayaman. Dandayaman means to be burning in the fire of Krishna Prem. And their hearts are in this condition. So, because of that, they have no attraction whatsoever for any type of material opulence or even for relationships amongst themselves as mother, friends, wife, etc. And the example is Kshut Agni Vikarasyeva Vasaha Srak Chandan Adayaha. When a person is burning with the fire of intense hunger, they have been starving for a very long time, and they're at the point of death, that if they don't eat something at the next moment, they will give up their life. Then, if you bring them bath, sarap, chandan, etc., if you bring them very beautiful clothes, if you bring them nice garlands, if you bring them chandan, or any other type of material thing, they'll not be satisfied, they'll not even be attracted to those things. Rather, those things will only give them more pain, because the very thing that they need for their subsistence, they're not getting. So they will have no attraction whatsoever for these things. So the condition of the Pandavas is just like that, that their hearts are burning with an intense hunger, and that hunger is to engage in the service of Krishna. And therefore, their material opulence, etc., they are not in any way attracted to these things. So then the question comes, that okay, you say that they have no attraction for these things, but it seems that they were so attached, that Yudhisthira was very attached to his brothers, that he showed so much affection for his brother, for Draupadi, for his mother. So how do you explain this? So then he says, Napriya Deyasam Bandha Natasurvara Sadhana Param Sri Krishna Padabja Prema Sambandha Siyaha. He says, yes, that's true, that Yudhisthira exhibited affection for his wife, for his brothers, for his mother. But that affection that he displayed was not based on Deya Sambandha, was not based on bodily connection, that due to his brothers were born of the same mother, or his wife was accepted in marriage. It was not due to these things. And the Tatsurvarga Sadhana, he was not attracted to his wife or brothers because they helped him to achieve the goals of human existence, of dharma, artha, kama, moksha, any of these things. So that is not the reason why he exhibited affection for them. Param Sri Krishna Padabja Prema Sambandha Priya. They were dear to him only because the relation of Krishna Prema, because all those, his brothers, Draupadi, they were all great devotees of Krishna. And for that reason, there was intimate affection between them based on that identification. So this is important for us also, that we have relationships amongst ourselves, relationships of husband and wife, relationship of parents to their children, or of children to their parents, or this relationship of friends between us. So these relationships, we should establish them not on the basis of bodily identification or friendship just based on some compatibility on a material platform, but rather we should establish these relationships on the basis of relationship with Guru and Krishna. That we should learn to see each other and respect each other and love each other as servants of Gurudev and as assisting each other in helping each other advance in devotional life. This relationship will be very meaningful and will also help us to progress in spiritual life. So, after this, after hearing or meeting the Pandavas and discussing with them and then hearing glorification of the Yadavas, he went there. And as Śrīla Gurudeva was describing very nicely in the very beginning of his talk today, that in order to understand these dealings between Radha and Krishna, that we must understand what Krishna's actual position is. And similarly, Śrīla Sanātana Gosvāmī is doing a very interesting thing in this book. That rather than placing the emphasis on Krishna, he is placing the emphasis on Krishna's devotees. The whole development of the book is examining a gradation of devotees. And especially in India or in Vedic, those who accept Vedic culture, Vedic society, everyone knows the glory of Prahlad Maharaj. Everyone knows the glory of Hanuman, of the Pandavas, of the Yadus. They all know these persons as great devotees. But very few persons understand the position of the devotees, and especially the gopis. So by systematically going from one grade of devotee to the next, and by speaking through the mouth of all these great devotees, if anyone else speaks and says that the gopis are greater than Hanuman, they're greater than Prahlad Maharaj, they're greater than the Pandavas, one may not accept it, many persons may not accept it, but if Prahlad Maharaj is speaking himself, if Hanuman himself is speaking, if the Pandavas themselves are speaking and presenting their own defects in terms of their relationship with the Lord, actually they have no defect, they're all perfected souls, they're all Nityasiddhas. But in order to demonstrate the speciality of the frame of the gopis, and what are the levels of different grades of devotees, they are speaking as if they have some defect, as if their devotion is incomplete, as if they don't have the mercy of the Lord. And by themselves speaking in this way, they are clearing all doubt and showing the unique position of the gopis. So this is the psychology, the expert psychology of Sanatana Goswami in presenting this book, or this is his revelation. So, when Narada came to the Yadus, they were all seated in their assembly, the Sudharma Assembly Hall, and they were all very anxiously waiting for Krishna to come. Ugrasena was there, and everyone was crowding around closely to Ugrasena, because they all know that as soon as Krishna comes in the assembly, his eyes will first be on Ugrasena. He'll first come before him and offer his pranam to Ugrasena. So all of them were crowding very close to Ugrasena so that they could get close to Krishna and have his darshan. And also it is said that all of their, each one of them, their effulgence was greater than millions of suns, because their position is greater even than the residents of Vaikuntha. But although their effulgence is greater than millions of suns, you can imagine, even one sun, if you come very close to that sun, the effulgence is so brilliant that you cannot even look at it. It will give great pain to the eyes. So what to speak of the effulgence of millions of suns? And there's millions of them there in one assembly hall, all gathered together. But yet it is said that the their effulgence was very pleasing and very, very cooling, and it did not create any pain to the eyes to look at. So we must understand also that for the others, because they are like another lila, they are considering themselves just as like human beings. So for all of them, Narada Muni, he is the guru. He is their very worshipable object. Even Krishna himself, when Narada Muni comes, Krishna will offer pranam, he will worship him. So what to speak of all the other yadus? So what happened when Narada Muni approached the assembly, even from a distance, he was doing dandava parikrama. He was offering dandava again and again and again, offering dandava. So at first the others didn't notice him, but then they could see someone doing this dandavat pranam again and again from a distance, and they wondered, who is this person anyway? And then they realized it was Narada Muni. And they all became very astonished. What is he doing? This is very peculiar behavior for him, because he is our worshipable guru. So why is he behaving in this way, offering pranam to us? So then they all went to him, and they forcibly took him and brought him in the assembly. And they were about to worship him. They brought different paraphernalia, very elaborate paraphernalia to worship him. But what did he do? He simply offered his pranam to that paraphernalia, and he would not accept it. And then he did another strange thing. He sat down just on the floor, like they're all standing up, they're all ready to worship him, and he just sat down right on the floor. It's as if Gurudev came in the room, and we're all standing up to receive him, and then all of a sudden he sits down right in the midst of all of us. So what would we do? We just immediately have to sit down. So all the, however many were there, millions of yadus in the assembly hall, normally they're seated in nice seats, but they immediately just sat down on the floor there with Narada Muni, and were trying to figure out, what is this strange behavior? Why is he acting in this way? So then he began to glorify them, that they are so exalted. Why? Because they are living with Krishna, they are eating with him, they are sitting with him, they are conversing with him. So they have such an intimate, affectionate relationship with them. And especially Uttarasen, Krishna exhibited the most astonishing behavior with him, that he would come before Uttarasen with folded hands, and he would say, "My dear Lord, I have something I would like to submit before you." He would speak in this way, very gently, very humbly. And he would request him, "Please order me, what service may I do for you?" So Narada went on glorifying the yadus in this way, and particularly Uttarasen. And then Uttarasen began to speak. And he was saying that, "Actually, I don't have Krishna's mercy. Not at all. And he has indirectly cheated me by giving me this position, because I'm always engaged in administering the kingdom, and I cannot always be with Krishna. And oftentimes he goes away also. He leaves this place, and then I experience tremendous suffering. And even when he comes back, still I experience suffering, because I'm always worried when he's going to leave. I know after some time he will leave. So I experience suffering when he's gone, and I experience suffering when he's here, because of fear of separation, future separation. But Uddhava, he actually has the mercy of the Lord, because he's always with him. And even sometimes it may be seen that he's not with him, but the only time he's not with him is when Krishna sends him on some very, very special assignment. Like he sent him to rescue Sangha, who captured the daughter of Duryodhana, and he was arrested by Duryodhana and Bhishma and so many others. So he sent Uddhava there especially to save Sangha from this situation. And he also sent Uddhava to Vrindavan to deliver a very confidential message to the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis. So from time to time, Uddhava was not with him, but only when he was sent on some very important mission, which was could only be done by the Lord himself. So in this way he was very dear to Krishna. And he was with him even when they were taking prasad. He was always eating the remnants of Krishna's prasad. His clothing was the remnants of Krishna's prasad. And even at night time he would be with him. He would massage Krishna's feet, and he would have Krishna's feet in his lap, and then Krishna would fall asleep as he was massaging his feet, and then Uddhava would also fall asleep with Krishna's feet in his lap. So they were very, very intimate. And not only that, but somebody says that he attained his puruk in this very body. That we hear sometimes that the devotees who worship the Lord, they may obtain puruk siddhi, or sarupya mukti, like that. When they go to this body, they go to the spiritual world and attain a form like that of the Lord. But even in this body, Uddhava attained a form exactly like Krishna, almost exactly like Krishna. So that when he went to Vrindavan, at first the gopis, they mistook him for Krishna. And the others also, they used to mistake Uddhava all the time for Krishna. It even says that he gave up his natural gauraru, which seems to indicate that he actually had a golden complexion, but his complexion became blackish due to his intimacy with Krishna. So the yadus, they used to mistake him for Krishna, and when they would see him, they would feel great ecstasy because they thought it was Krishna. And even when they discovered that, oh, it's not Krishna, it's only Uddhava, still they would experience ecstasy because they knew wherever Uddhava is, then Krishna is also there. It means that he'll be coming in the next moment. So in both ways, they would experience ecstasy when they would see Uddhava because of his closeness to Krishna. So after glorifying Uddhava in this way, Narada, he was just about to go to see Uddhava, and he was about to go to his house. And Uddhava was saying, stop, and he said, where are you going? He said, well, I'm going to see Uddhava. He said, well, I told you, he's always with Krishna. So if you go to his house, you won't find him there. You have to go to Krishna, where Krishna is staying, and you'll find him there. So then he went to one of Krishna's palaces, and he had been with Krishna, and Krishna was experiencing a particular state of internal distress. And so Uddhava left Krishna's room, and he was standing at the doorway, or just outside the door. And at that time, Baladeva was there, Rahini Mata was there, Devaki was there, Rukmini was there, Satyabhama was there, and other female maidservants. And they began to discuss about Krishna's state, what he was experiencing. And so I will leave off here, and I'll allow Gurudev to continue this narration.
So, I want to tell you one thing, that Gopi Prem is our goal. Anyone can have a greed for this, no harm. But the thing is that you should not think that we are gopis. And you will have to practice from very beginning Adau Sabdha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Atha Bhajana Kriya, Tato Anarthan Vritti Syat, Tato Nishtha Rushis Tata, Atha Shakti, tatha bhavo, and then prema danchati sadhakanam aham kramasta durbhavis parvam. So we should begin from shraddha, but from where shraddha will come? Very rare in this world. Shraddha are of two kinds: laukiki, worldly, and paramarthiki. Paramarthiki means spiritual. Spiritual shraddha will come from anything doing related to Krishna and his pure devotees. Any action related to bhakti or related to the associates of Krishna. Like you went to Ganges, you saw, you took bath in Yamuna, you drank water, you took water on his head. You went to Vrindavan only to see what is there, but dust came and touched you. Luckily, you met any pure Vaishnava, but you could not realize that he is a Vaishnava. But yet, as a beggar, you gave something to them, and he took it